Is it really possible to think yourself younger? Yes, it is. That's according to Tony Buzan, author of Age Proof Your Brain.
As we get older, the brain does not get worse. You know, people assume that as they get older, their memory is going to disintegrate, their creativity is going to dry up. And the fact is that as your brain gets older, if you train it well, it actually gets better, stronger, more powerful.
So how do I train it?
You train it in many ways. You can use those brain trainer machines. That's basically a handheld machine which has different kinds of mental stimulation exercises. Some of them are adding numbers, other ones are pattern recognition, card recognition. And what you do is 5 minutes a day, you just punch in your little daily exercise, and your brain amazingly gets better day by day.
Now, I always thought that the crossword, that's what that was for. Can't I just do that instead?
You can do that as well. I mean, basically, your mental gymnasium should be a thing that goes and spreads and is distributed throughout the day. As one progresses through life, the brain actually becomes more integrated, more powerful. And your day should be a day filled with brain training in the same way that the body is designed for movement. Although people go to the gym specifically, throughout the day, the average person is walking, climbing, standing up, sitting down. It's exercise throughout the day. It should be the same for your brain.
And why do you think it is that it does feel that it's different when you get older? Because I don't feel like I'm doing anything particularly different now that I'm older.
Basically, what happens as we get older is that the bad habits of a lifetime begin to build up and have their long-term effect. And one very simple bad habit is standard note-taking. If you look at people taking notes, what colour does nearly everybody use for note-taking?
Blue or black, I guess.
Exactly. So you have all these brains that like colour using blue or black, i.e. one colour, in their notes. Now, one colour, and especially the black, is a monotone of colour. And a monotone, by definition, is monotonous, monotonous. And if something is really, really monotonous, what do you call that thing?
Extraordinarily boring.
Exactly. Boring. And what does your brain, as everybody else's brain, do? What does your brain do when you are really, really bored?
Switch off.
Exactly. So you have an entire planet taking notes in a way which is specifically and unwittingly designed to switch the brain off. And it's working. And as they get older, they switch off more and more and more because we are using brain-unfriendly habits and thinking tools that actually make us get worse as we get older. It's nothing to do with age. It's to do with misuse with age.
If I'm doing some sort of a job, though, where perhaps I'm constantly challenged and I'm learning lots of new things, although, yes, I might be taking my notes in blue or black, am I not, though, training my brain in a sense anyway and therefore keeping it young?
Yes, in a sense, you're stretching your poor brain between something really good, like being active, and something really bad, like taking notes in blue or black. And what you need to do is keep the brain active and use mind maps instead of the normal note-taking. So get some colour in your notes, get some images, and then your brain will accelerate its improvement.
And when you mentioned the brain trainer, I mean, that doesn't necessarily involve creating mind maps. So how's that going to exercise my brain in a different way?
Yeah, the brain trainer is like doing push-ups. For example, one of the tests that it gives you on a daily basis is simple addition. So it says, you know, add 9 plus 7, add 3 plus 4, and you get 100 of these little simple mathematical tasks. Now, you would think that that wouldn't, you know, particularly train or change your brain. But if you give yourself the nudge, the push, to do it faster every day and to keep your accuracy rate level and improving, you find that every day your time goes down a bit. In other words, you're getting faster. What that does is then feed into your other mental activities so that you just become sharper. You are generally more alert, more capable, and on one real level, more intelligent.
Now, I understand that when you do some push-ups, for example, how that actually builds the physical muscle of your arms or your body or whatever. What are you actually doing to your brain when you're doing that?
When you are doing those kind of things, you are creating little patterns in your brain. Your amazing million brain cells actually work by linking with each other physically. And then when you do certain tasks mentally, or you think or you remember, you learn, patterns are formed within the brain, and those patterns become habits of behavior. So when you are speeding up your thinking on a daily basis with the brain trainer, you are actually creating habit patterns that feed into other habits. So you become quicker, you become more alert, you become more capable of dealing with numbers, your memory improves. So it feeds into the brain and your brain becomes sharper.
And is it ever too late to start?
It is never too late to start. It is always the right time to start. You can start training your brain when you're 95, and within a day you'll notice improvement.
That's Tony Buzan, author of Age Proof Your Brain.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.